what we've mentioned earlier, which is the sanctions against North Korea. Can we go deeper into that and discuss how this would undermine that sanction? Because I think it's important to discuss the opening of Kaesong, the tracks, the roads, the meeting. All this would probably go against the sanctions that have been set by the U.S. And I think a lot of U.S. lawmakers are a bit nervous now, because then this would undermine the sanctions.
I think international sanctions actually doesn't have tremendous effect on North Korea. It mm-hmm. does impact along the border region economy, such as China, North Korea. Mm-hmm. But after three summits with Xi Jinping, I think that has loosened a little bit. Mm-hmm. So now on the other front, on the southern front, South Korea complied two sets of sanctions. One is unilateral sanction after the Yongpyong Island shelling. Yep. The other one is, of course, the UNSC resolutions. Mm-hmm. So what South Korea is trying to do now, I think at the domestic level, they have to repeal the domestic national unilateral sanction. Mm-hmm. And that would allow them to reopen Kaesong and things like that. But as for international sanctions, I think South Korea government would still have to comply mm-hmm. so that they are not be seen as appeasing North Korea.
Let's talk about the future. I think I want to be a bit more optimistic and say the peace will happen in the peninsula. But I want to gauge if you guys believe that that the two Koreas will become one in the future.
I think because Berlin Wall also fell unexpectedly. So for Korean unification to happen, maybe it would happen unexpectedly as well. So, and we cannot foresee, because this is the Kim Jong-un's first try to mm-hmm. Engagement, diplomacy. We don't know whether he would revert and doing this kind of a brinkmanship diplomacy like his father did. So we are yet to see more convincing evidence and steps taken by North Korean regime to believe that that would be the path that they want to embark on.
If we have a peace treaty between the North and the South, that becomes a beginning.
Okay.
We can build on that through other structures. Within ASEAN, for example, we have a treaty of amity and cooperation that says we don't resolve our problems through force.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, some countries don't remember that we have a treaty of amity and cooperation, but nevertheless, you know, it is there and has been there for, you know, close to 40 over years.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So when you have that peace treaty between these two parties, and I am fully of the view that both parties are sovereign states, so they have the right to make whatever treaties they want with whoever they want.
Without even the presence of all these other powers.
Yeah, and I think that under Moon Jae-in government, that having some degree of discretion and freedom from being away from the shackles of the US is actually a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a bad thing, because mm-hmm. he is going now where very few presidents before him have gone. And then on top of that, so don't take it as you have to solve everything or you can solve nothing.
Okay.
You take care of this one thing, and then the same agreement can become part of a multilateral, mm-hmm. or you can have a bigger thing that you can go into sort of discussions.
Mm-hmm.
In any case, the DPRK, there is no strategic value in not having peace with the South. Because if there's any conflict, you know, with the South, as I've said, it is tantamount to putting a gun to your head and pulling the trigger. It is suicidal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It is the only value that the whole nuclear thing that has been troubling the whole region is for the deterrence value.
Mm-hmm.
Make the deterrence value go away. Make it worthless.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? By having this. But then the question is, who blinks first? Who gives first? You know, do you... Dr. Hu knows from the history that when you give an inch, they tend to one foot, and then after you give them a foot, they don't give you anything.
Mm-hmm.
You and know. One catch is that even with peace treaty, North Korea can still have their missile test.
And on that note, we thank you very much for joining us, Datuk Stephen C. M. Wong, Naib Ketua Eksekutif ISIS Malaysia, dan juga Datuk Hu Chiu Ping, Pensyarah Kanan Program Pengajian Strategik dan juga Hubungan Antarabangsa UKM, membincangkan berkenaan dengan pasca sidang kemuncak antara Korea. Saya Reza Zulkarpi, teruskan bersama kami di Astro Awani. Salam hormat.